friends in catamarans, floating down in some boat shoes.
Hey, XS Jumpin', what's going on? It's your boy, I'm Lemon YouTube, and welcome back to Seated with Mon. I'm laughing because I asked you guys for a couple thousand likes. You guys did it, Shem. You guys did it. And we're doing the episode about heartbreaker. But before we get started, guys, you guys know who we are. You know how we do. You know why we're here. Super shout out to the Innovation Campus. They empower youth by giving them work experience and teach them how to develop software solutions. Also, to the Empire Partner Foundation Studio, big shout out to you for letting me use your studio. The website and the YouTube link will be in the description box below. Guys, I actually love the fact that now, you know, this is becoming continuous. Like, we're doing this on a week-to-week basis. And today we're speaking about heartbreakers. If you guys don't know what's happening, you need to go watch episode 3 where we spoke about my university experience. And there's a part where I was like, you know, guys, there was this one girl. Yeah, her name, let's call her Heartbreaker. And she did a mazat on me. Mazel tov. She literally did a lot. But yeah, if you guys are new to the podcast, thank you for joining. I really appreciate you guys. If you guys are listening on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe. Hit me with a like. Comment down below something nice. If you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of the streaming platforms, please give us 5 stars. If you don't want to give me 5 stars right now, listen to the whole thing so you can have a reason to give me 5 stars. So you guys know, into the University of Pretoria, beautiful institution, spoke about that in episode 3. And I fall in love. Guys, I've got tissue for this episode. And it's not because like I'm sad. It's because I get triggered easily. But anyway, like I said, first year university was amazing. I had such an amazing time. I really got to find myself. I got to find my people. I got to find who I am. I got to do what I wanted to do. I was Tato Rampedi. I was who I wanted to be. And I did it to the best ability that I could. And one thing I was obsessed with was finding love. One thing that I believe in is companionship. I believe in having someone by your side. I believe in doing life with someone because life is so beautiful. And once you enjoy it by yourself, you want to bring someone in. And that's okay. As long as you just balance it, you know. Throughout my whole life, I've really struggled with companionship. I was always alone. And now I really believe in being alongside someone. When you love yourself, when you are sure about yourself, and when you can spend time by yourself. Right now, for me, I believe in companionship. I love it. I'm always doing it. I'm doing it and shit, hashtag Zilla Weezy. But anyway, today we're speaking about the companionship that I went through in university. Ah, guys, I'm stalling because I'm so insecure. I'm not insecure. I'm so paranoid to speak about this because it's hectic. But anyway, let's get into the story time, baby. So, like I say, I was dating, what did I call her? Babacious in first year. And then eventually, there was this girl in my degree. So we're going to call her Heartbreaker. Yo, guys, she was beautiful. She was stunning. She was educated. She was studying engineering just like me. She was hardworking. She tripped too hard. Never stood too close. Like, she was doing her thing. And she was so beautiful. And so just, she knew what she wanted in life, man. And I'm a sapiosexual, so that was very attractive to me. So because we were doing the same degree or similar degrees and spending time together almost every single day, I was spending more time with her than I was with my girlfriend at the time. So eventually, I caught myself catching feelings for Heartbreaker. So I said, you know what? Let me actually stop chilling with my girlfriend and actually just rather be single. Because if I can see Heartbreaker as someone attractive, someone that I want to kiss, I shouldn't be in a relationship with this girl. So I quickly, after 2.5 months of dating, I dropped her and I was like, you know, let me be single. But I dropped her because I was in love with Heartbreaker. But Heartbreaker had a boyfriend. So now I eventually tell him, like, Heartbreaker, you know what? I broke up with Babacious because I actually see you more than just as a friend. And she was like, what? Seriously? I'm like, yeah. Like, I really, really enjoy spending time with you. I love your mind. I love your body and your soul. I love how good you are. I love your beliefs. And I want to be with you. And she was like, wow, I think you're so amazing too. I've always had an attraction to you. I'm just in a relationship right now. But you know what? I think we should actually try to see something. Because I think if you and I do something right now, maybe I can drop my boyfriend if it's good enough. Obviously, me, I didn't care if she had a nigga. I was like, you know what? Let me be your side, nigga. And I did exactly that, bro. Like, we were vibing. Watch you dating this bozo. I hate the guy to this day. We were vibing and, like, we were doing everything together. So now, every day, we're getting food together, studying together, living together, staying at each other's places. But now we're doing it differently. Now we're doing those things, but we're kissing. We're holding each other. We're touching each other. She's making me feel so comfortable in my body. She's probably the first girl who saw me with my t-shirt off, who saw me butt naked, because she just made me feel so good, bro. She was just like, bro, be comfortable. Like, I care for you. I love you the way you look. Oh, you know when someone tells you they love you the way you look, how do you not feel comfortable? How do you not be in love? She showed me what I liked sexually, what I liked emotionally, what I liked mentally. She touched me in the right places. I felt like I had found my soulmate in another human being. So obviously because of that, everything that I felt with her was so heightened. And eventually this girl did the most beautiful thing in the world and she broke up with that guy. She broke up with that guy and she's like, you know what? I broke up with this guy. I want to be with you. I want you to experience all of me. And I was like, baby, I've been waiting for this day. So now eventually she breaks up with this guy, but she goes, you know what? Let's not date, but let's go with the flow. I should have seen the first trigger warning. She's like, let's go with the flow. Let's see what we want to do. Let's take it easy. Let's take it slow. I'm like, but bro, we're doing everything. She's like, yeah, but like, I just got out of this relationship. I want to heal. I want to be the best version of myself for you. I'm like, wow, what a woman. She wants to be the best version of herself for me. I was like, damn, baby, let it be. Let's do it for you and me. You get me? So we do that, chilling every day. But now she told me that her and this ex-nigga became friends, you know. So she'd be with him occasionally and we chill like here and there. And sometimes I greet him like, hey, what's up, bro? Nice to see you. And he greet me and everything was cool. But now we're doing, guys, when I say we're doing everything together, I mean everything. We're doing events. We're doing festivals. We're going to the club. We're living together, eating together. And it's such a good time. So there was this one day where her and I had been going out for such a long time. And it was around her birthday. So now I'm there like, yo, you know, I want to obviously get my license in check. I want to get one of my dad's cars down this side and like drive her, pick her up, take her out for dinner, make a reservation, be that cute guy so I can prove to her that I am the man of her dreams, that I am the guy she should be with, that I am the guy that she should let date. I was like, this is the time. So eventually, you know, I do all those things. Like, guys, I get my license, I pass. I speak to my dad and my papa. He said, if I get my license, I can have the car for a couple of days. Went home. Fetched the car, drove back, had the car for a couple of days. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to surprise my baby. Can't wait for her to see. So now she starts saying, ish, my ex had made this reservation before we broke up. He made the reservation like 4 months ago for this place. I think the place was Cream in Pretoria. He made the reservation to Cream. And obviously, like, he made the reservation, which is cool now. So I was going to go there for my birthday with him. Then I'm just there like, nah, bro. I actually kind of get mad. I'm like, what? And this happened at, like, this happened fully at like a outside. I'm like, no, come on, why would you do that? Like, I want that day to be our day. I want you to feel special from me. And she's like, nah, I feel so bad. Like, Tato, like, he made the reservations, he made the booking and everything. And it's like the last thing he wants to give to me because of, you know, the time we spent together. So I'm like, okay, cool. This sounds also hard for me to accept, but you know what? Because I love you, because you're my everything, I'm gonna accept that and do this for you. So I was like, you know what? Baby, just do your thing. I remember that day I had the car. I dropped off at this guy's place. And he was like, what's up? Dab me up. And then I had flowers because it's so bad. So I gave her the flowers. I'm like, oh, yeah, put them somewhere safe. He was like, yeah, no, I'll put them in my room. Thanks, bro. I hate it. That's why I hate when guys, people call me bro. He's like, thanks, bro. I'm like, I bet. She sent me some money for some food. She's like, yeah, let me let you buy food. Then I'll come to your rest afterwards. And then we'll chill. I'll spend the night by your place like we always do. And I'm like, oh, wait, that's beautiful. She goes to the date and everything. Have a good time. Shop. Clarice comes back to me, of course. Because, yeah, it was cool. He's a bit weird. But he tried to move. But I told him no. And then now, you know, I'm sharing with you. Shop. So now, fast forward like 2 weeks later, her and I are at the best we could be. But we're having these small fights, man. Because I'm seeing weird things. I'm like, dog, why are you always disappearing for like 2 or 3 hours? Where are you going? Like, what's happening? She goes, no, you know, school. Man, bro, we have the same assignments. We studied together. What do you mean, school? She goes, no, but you know, I do a different engineering, so I've got this one module, and this one module is very taxing. So me, obviously, understanding, loving boyfriend. Guys, this girl makes me feel comfortable in my body. This girl tells me she loves me. This girl buys me flowers. This girl buys me food. I pick flowers across the university, and I give it to this girl. The sex with this girl is insane. It's spiritual. We're connecting. It's another level. So everything is good. So I'm like, you know what? I can actually look to the other side when she's acting weird because maybe she's just overwhelmed. Maybe she's not okay, you know? Then eventually we go to, we plan now with Matladi, I'm with Lucas, I'm with Klang, I'm with Dress, all the boys were planning. I think it was homecoming, if I'm not mistaken. Like one of the very first homecoming, not the very first, but the homecomings that we were going to in about 2015. So we got homecoming, it's a vibe, we're excited. And then we're making arrangements. So I'm like, okay, go, obviously I'm going to go with baby. And baby is like, nah, I'm actually going to go with my ex here. Him and Onai and them plan something, and you know, it makes sense for me to go with them rather instead of me going with you. I'm still like, hey, what do you mean? He's like, nah, it makes more sense because, like, I'll find you guys there. My friends, my girls from Joburg are coming, so I'm going to just go with them. And then I'm going to find you guys there. I'm just there like, but baby, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean you're going to go with them? Like, aren't we together? She goes, no, Tato, you deep. You do this thing where you deep everything. It's not that serious, baby. We're going to be together. Just be okay. Relax. So obviously, I'm just like, okay, cool. Guys, mind you, she's fully gaslighting me. She is gaslighting the shit out of me. But me, cool boyfriend, I'm like, cool. And that's the last time I was ever a cool boyfriend or a cool person. So now obviously, she's like, okay, cool, we get there. They booked like a whole Viano, like a car was so cool. Her ex and the ex's friends, her friends. I don't even know how I didn't see this is what is happening. Anyway, so now I go with my boys. We, you know, we go in a taxi. We get there. It's a vibe. Got our tickets. Now I'm like, okay, cool. Where are you? So now she's, guys, for an hour, she's making me go to the wrong place. So she's describing the wrong location as to where she's at. So I'm looking for her for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Eventually, I give up. Then now I'm with, do you guys remember Chumi Macho? That's the day I actually met Chumi Macho. Anyway, so now I'm with Chumi Macho's other friends who I knew before I knew Chumi Macho. Chilling with them. They do the same degree as me. I'm like, fuck it. I'll see her. I'll bump into her when I can. Because her phone was eventually off. Sharp. Now we're chilling. We're drinking. It's a good time. But everyone's like, bro, where's your hun, bro? Like, you're always with your hun. How can your hun be here and you're here and you guys aren't okay? They're just like, damn. How does that even make sense that my girl is at the same festival as me? And she's not with me. So now I'm like, now I'm going to actively look for this girl. So I'm looking. I see one of her friends from Joburg. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me tail this friend. Maybe if I follow this friend, go talk, go, I'm going to meet up with her. Sharp. Tell the friend, there's my girl. I'm there like, oh, I found you. I give her this big hug. I'm like, oh, I'm so happy to see you. What's going on? I found you. I've been wondering where you're at. And she's just there like, oh, you found me. Oh, so nice to see you. How are you? She'll go, no, okay, wait. I'm like, where is everybody? Come show me. Where's Onai? Where's the guys? Where's your ex? Like, I was gonna greet everybody because everyone's cool. She's like, all right, cool. We're sitting over here. So now I go there. When I go to where they are, it's a party. There's the most beautiful girls, the most beautiful guys, just the vibe. Everyone's there, summer, bum shorts. I'm just there looking whack as hell. I remember the day I felt so insecure. I think I wore like a really, really tight shirt inside to try to hold all of my body. Then I wore like a really, really baggy shirt over so I could like seem like, you know, cool. Like everyone else looking good, summer out. I'm just like, okay, cool, you're here. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, I grab her hand, I'm like, let's go. As I grab her hand, she moves it so fast. I've never seen somebody move it so fast. She moved it extremely fast. I'm there like, but to mommy, what's going on? She goes, no, it's hard. Come on, don't do that. Let's just like, I don't like PDA right now. Let's just chill out. I'm like, okay. So now I'm sitting around her. I'm like, okay, let me go call my boys and let's join you guys. She goes, no. I mean, but you said we could join you guys. She goes, no, okay, fine, you can do that. Yo, Totlang boys, I found them. Let's go. Like, oh, wait. We go there. We join them. It's a party. More of our other friends come. Now it's cool. Now everyone's like, bro, your hand is sitting all the way there. You know, you're all the way here. What's happening? I'm just there like, guys, nah, you know, she doesn't like PDA. Guys, she's like, she doesn't like PDA and stuff. I'm like, okay, it's cool. Then now Matari and Lucas are dying. They're like, yeah, she doesn't like what, my brother? So I think they knew what was happening. They're like, okay. So then now, eventually, I'm like, baby, I'm like, It's been like 4 hours. I haven't gotten to speak to you. The sun's even set. I've barely touched you. I haven't even kissed you. What's going on? It made me feel like we're not even together. So now I'm going at her. She goes, okay, fine. My friends want drinks. Let's go buy my friends drinks. Help me come back. When we come back, I'm all yours. Cool. With her, get the cash. Well, I didn't pay, thank God. Go to get the drinks, wait in a long line with her. Now we're talking with my hands. She's normal because we're away from everyone. She's normal. She's touching me. I'm grabbing her waist, you know, kissing on the cheek. I'm like, I told you, my boys don't know. She doesn't like PDA. She's cool now. We're good now. Everything's fine now. So now we buy the drinks. I'm carrying like four drinks. Oh, I think I'm carrying like four drinks. And then she's carrying like two. But obviously she's my girl. My girl can't be holding too much. So now I'm going there, go to the friend and give it to the one friend, other friend. And I give it to the people. Then now she goes, okay, cool. I'm going to go dance with my friends. I'm like, hey, bro, you told me that after these drinks, you're all mine. What's going on, baby? And she goes, no, don't be weird. My friends are from Joburg. I haven't seen them in so long. Why are you doing this to me? Why are you acting so weird? I'm like, how? What? So now I'm there like, nah, I get really mad. I'm like, nah, this is ridiculous. You don't respect me. You don't see me. You're sharing with everybody else besides me. And you spend your weeks with me. So now I grab her drink. Then I throw on the floor. I'm like, this is nonsense. Then I walk to my tutlang, let's vibe. Does she not tap me on the shoulder for the mic? I turn and she Mind you, she's Tonga, by the way. She comes and she goes, claps me in front of everyone. So everyone's like, my lady's like, look at this, they're like, Atum. The girls, they're like, what's happening? I look at her. Now her ex-boyfriend comes and he's like, yo, what's going on, babe? I'm like, huh? So now, it didn't clock. He's like, what's going on, babe? Is everything okay? She goes, everything is fine. I'm like, did this guy just call her babe? Then I'm like, nah. I'm furious. I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter. I didn't give up. So I'm like, I calm down. I go, I'm like, did he call you babe? She goes, no, he calls everybody babe. I'm like, oh. It's going crazy. Sharp party friends. I'm like, you know what? I tell him, like, you know, you and I are done. I actually break what we were having that night. I'm like, you know, you and I are done. I can't be with you every day, chilling with you, loving you. And then when we're in public, you deny me. I feel like a fool. I was so sad. I even cried that day. And I made Chomi my chom. I was like, you know what? I'm even going to go kiss other girls. I went and I kissed Chomi my chom. Made Chomi my chom. Sharp. So now a week goes past, 2 weeks go past. And you know, let me tell you something. When a girl truly is used to her experiences with you, she will always come back. So she came back to me, especially when the girl does the wrong. She comes back to me and goes, yo, Tata, I'm so sorry about that day. I didn't mean it. It was so wrong. Like, I wish I didn't do that to you. I shouldn't have even hit you. I should have given you my time. I miss you. I was just overwhelmed. My friends made me feel stupid. I just feel like, you know, because of my friends and everything, I was trying to be cool. And I really apologize. I'm like, oh my baby, come here. Come here. I forgive you, baby. I'm happy that you've seen that you were wrong. Come here. So now, obviously, she gives me that hug and I forgive her. And now, guys, a week later, she does the same thing. Another week, the same thing. Eventually, I'm just there like, bro, what is actually happening with this so-called relationship? I was so sad. I fell into depression. We stopped being sexual. She's holding back. We stopped touching, stopped kissing, stopped going on. Obviously, I'm going to withhold my love from the love of my life because she's not treating me well. And then eventually, I was like, you know what? I'm going to call this quit. So now I call her ex-boyfriend. I'm like, bro, I need some advice, bro. You've been with this girl before. He's like, yeah, talk to me. What's up? I'm like, no, bro. So, you know what? This girl, like, she's, I didn't tell him that I'm talking about his ex. I'm asking for advice for about a girl. Then he goes, oh, bro, that's so crazy. I thought you were more into guys more than anything. Then I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, no, I thought you were more into guys more than anything. I'm like, okay, that doesn't make sense. Brush that off. And then I'm like, yo, this girl does this. He's like, bro, I'm going to the same things with my girl. I'm like, oh, you got a girl? He's like, yeah, bro, you know my girl. I'm like, oh, that's so crazy. I'm like, bro, sometimes she's there for 2 days. Sometimes she's gone. He's like, bro, me too. I mean, sometimes with God, it's amazing. Sometimes she ghosts me. He's like, bro, me too. I'm like, bro, and I hate to do this, but bro, I don't know if you know, but I'm actually seeing like your ex. And it's like, he's like, which ex, bro? You don't know my ex from high school. I'm like, no, bro, your ex, the one that like, you know, the one that I used to be friends with when you guys broke up. He's like, broke up. And I'm like, yeah, broke up. He's like, bro, I've been seeing the same girl for the past couple of months. What do you mean break up? He's like, hey, talking about Mangma. I'm like, no. I'm like, didn't you guys break up? He's like, bro, we have never, we're going strong. I'm talking about her now as I complain to you, as you complain to me. I'm like, bro, we're complaining about the same girl. Eventually, like, he kind of like, we're both there like, are we going to fight? Then we're like, bro, no, we have actually been played by the same person. So now, I'm like, bro, the birthday thing, didn't you make the reservation before the breakup? He goes, bro, what do you mean? I didn't even make a reservation, bro. I just took off my hand for dinner. I'm like, bro, that day at homecoming when she hit me, he's like, bro, you were calling her the whole day, you were whiling. She's like, hey, she kept saying my gay best friend. I'm like, what? I'm like, bro, I'm straight. He's like, what? He's like, but she told me you guys do sleepovers and stuff because you're gay and it's cool. I'm like, bro, we have been doing things. He's there like, what? I'm like, bro, we've been having with the same girl. He's like, bro, what? I'm like, what? Guys, we were both just there in shock. You know, do you guys think this thing happens to girls only? Nah, let me tell you something. This happens to the guys first, and then we become the monster that you guys have created because we're heartbroken. Women are bad people. Hashtag tell a guy for this episode. Guys, be careful. Same lesson as last episode. Women are dangerous, but on the real, guys, be careful. But on the real, so my tell a guy thing for this episode is, guys, go with your instincts. A lot of the times, you'll be feeling like you're gaslit. You'll feel like you're wrong. You feel like you're crazy. You're not crazy. All of the time, girls and guys this time, when you feel something, when you feel something is wrong, you're not crazy, you're right. We all have this human natural instinct. We know our partner's behaviors. We know our friend's behavior. We can tell when they're doing something wrong. And if you feel it, don't be scared to bring it up because that's how you identify if the person is really about you or not. And if you get gaslit, if you're told that, no, you're feeling too much, no, yeah, just trust me, my sister, there's no need for proof sometimes. If you're being mistreated, my brother, if she's treating you incorrectly, it's time for you to step out of the relationship, step out of that friendship. I love you guys so much. And this episode is a lot to shoot. Hey, no. I hope you enjoyed it, man. Tell me what you guys want to see next in the comment section on YouTube. Whole bunch of content coming through. Love you guys so much. Hashtag Sita with Malume. Let's continue the conversation right here on YouTube. And all this says go to Twitter. Leave Twitter. Today we're saying right here on YouTube. Comment down below. On Spotify, give me a 5-star review. If you want to give me 3 stars, give me a 5-star review. But tell me why you want to give me 3 stars. I love you guys so much. This is amazing. This is fun. I'm going to drop a hand clap for myself. Then I'm going to drop a
woo
for myself. I love you guys so much. It's your boy Tonto Rampage. Check me out on Instagram. And most importantly, check me out on TikTok. Because I'm a TikToker now. Shoot.